Some time ago, I was talking to a number of people in Norville about bringing experts from universities or companies who are willing to come and help Norville in a number of areas. And many people who talked about Lavanya and many other individuals also. And through these discussions came the thing that we need to do something about cycle paths. It's on our priority, but we didn't have time to do it. So, okay, let's bring the expertise from outside together with the inside mentors, units, so we can do something about bicycle paths. Many of them are looking for real-life challenges to work on, especially in the universities and students. They often take an imaginary problem and try to solve it. And any real-life problem is very interesting for them because they can have an opportunity to realize it. That's one part of it. And usually in summer months, many people students, particularly they have to do summer projects. They go to companies and work for it. And sometimes even individuals also take time off to do some sort of research, personal research projects. And then we were looking at primarily postgraduate level students or fresh graduate from a different kinds of backgrounds. Architecture, engineering, fashion design, graphic design, product design. It's sort of multidisciplinary background so that we can look at the whole bicycling environment, not just bicycle paths. That's how this whole idea came about. And then we also looked at, okay, if this has to be done in Norville, who are the people in Norville where they can work with? Because they can come, sit in a guest house, and make some nice solutions and go away. But that's not the idea. If we combine it with the existing work of the ongoing projects or the work of the units that's going on, or individual activities, then there's a possibility to realize it as well as a synergy. They can learn from us, we can also learn from them. Sort of thing. That's when I started looking around to see who, which units and what. Then first person that struck me was Chandresh, because he already started activities in the bicycle-related areas with the electric vehicle project, but I know he's one of the key mobility resources in Norville.
In Sarakhan, we wanted to also offer space. In Sarakhan, we have mobility projects going on quiet transport, which is the bicycle project. We also have community transport, and we were also looking at our alternative building material for parking structure. We did that with the bamboo research. So idea was that, in Sarakhan, we want to encourage various types of activity to come together. And this was a good project to kind of help launch. And, I think about a year and a half back when Raghu had come as a visitor and he had, come to Sarakhan, we had just started our kitchen. And that time we were talking and sitting, and that's when we were saying, how can we bring experts from outside on sabbatical to help our will, on projects and things. So it was in the air from quite a while. And this is now more started to happen on the ground. But then we also want to see if we can also formalize a process through internet or some other way so that we can gather other professionals in other focus areas to bring about in future in a little more structured way.
I think what we're experimenting here is with a kind of collaborative model in which external expertise together with internal expertise can address and realize some of the dreams we have here, address some of the issues and find creative solutions. So it's a collaborative model. It's not easy to do because there are multiple parties involved. It requires a lot of structure, coordination, and certain process. So this is the first one, and maybe if under this model you can do under a variety of subjects. Today it's about bicycle design. Tomorrow it can be completely something else. It can be about farming or housing or something else. We can similarly get experts in various areas like that and realize things in that sense. But it's also a prototype in the sense, I think, I have a feeling this is going to snowball into something bigger, especially in the mobility areas. Now, this is a hands-on workshop. So the whole goal is by the end of 1 month, we actually demonstrate the ideas. Not only visualize ideas, but also really build something physically, concretely, and show it's an example. And the areas, we're looking at 5 or 6 areas primarily. One is a cycle stand, shelter, to park the cycles. And then another one is a lighting for cycle paths, maybe solar-based lighting, LED-based lighting. And another one, we're looking at signs for cycle, road signs, when the cycle paths and things. And another one we're looking at is also perhaps some kind of accessories for cycling, such as bags, maybe things like that, which makes bicycling, you can carry things, so on. And another area is, of course, the basic cycle path itself, the kind of pavement, the landscape, etc. So we may take an area, most probably solar kitchen area, that's one of the under discussion, or some other area. In a small area, we may build a small bicycle path, one example shelter, one lamp, whatever. Or other ideas that may come out from the workshop. The goal is to realize them and showcase for the community.
I mean, those are, you know, definitely want to have a concrete suggestions or example that we can show. But if we can also kind of come up with the implementable landscape for the whole of Arvil, and so I hope that that then is taken up by Lavanir and you know, as a next expansion project, rather than a crown road as in another expanding the crown road, let's expand the cycle network. I think we hope that this will bring an impetus to that.
Even as a design process, we are adopting a method which is very well known in technology products but not used in things, but it's simply called user-centered design process. That means the people who are going to use the products, they're involved in the process right from the early stage. Not you make the product and test them, but you bring them from day one and take their inputs. And that's exactly what we'll be doing. So, for example, in the first week itself, we have a research phase of 2 days in which we're interviewing cyclists as well as non-cyclists, why they're cycling and why they're not cycling, and many issues around that. And then we are also doing a focus group with a wide range of users, some seniors to kids to local people to sports cyclists to lifestyle cyclists, a whole range of people, maybe 10 or 15 interviews, a focus group with another 8 to 10 people. And we'll also be doing some spot observations of how people are actually using the paths or how they're parking the cycles, behavior and so on. We also want to see what happens throughout the day. When is the peak traffic? What happens when it's hot and sun? What happens when it's dark? It's a dynamic over time period. So we'll do some observations. In addition to that, we're also opening every week. There's a plenary presentation where all the participants, they present the ideas, what they have done. Initial stage research as it progresses. Every week there's a presentation for which then it's open for entire community. We announced it already. Who can come and observe and give feedback and take part in the discussions. So that's the first stage, we're getting the inputs.
We have done a lot of logistics coordination several times, mentors have met. We are also trying to set up some extracurricular activities so the participants can engage in Auroville. No Auroville in the first week, they'll also have some activities in the morning, some in the evening, some for the Saturday and Sunday. So we're kind of trying to give them a little more varied program, not just, you know, make them work. So those are planned. And, you know, so we've got different people volunteering and helping with their time for maybe yoga or walk or a beach or cycle or lake or something. Some evening programs for, you know, get together and things like that. So we're kind of offering a, you know, good varied program. So that's all underway right now.
Also, it's been collaboration by different units who've been involved, who have very generously offered the support in various way. The American Pavilion offered us 20 cycles and yoga mats for the participants. Sire has often given a small grant to host the people in a guest house, for example.
Lavanir is giving some funds for the final prototyping stage.
Build example, small grant for that. And all the mentors, they're also using their own resources from the units, like Aurora will be putting materials for the lamp, you know, things like that. Saracom is putting some of the stuff. They have office facilities, a number of things like that. So everybody is contributing in some way or other. And there is no registration fee for this workshop. It's done entirely based on goodwill. There's no income nor cost for that for everyone. So Allah, the spirit is very, very phenomenal. Very, very nice.
Well, we want the community to participate in terms of giving their feedback, maybe their views on various things as they happen over the next month. Participate through the Saturday plenary sessions. And if they like the project idea and the vision, they can engage in the next workshops that, you know, that will come in the future.